in our case, audio feedback's been brilliant. It's not just looking at a piece of paper, there's your mark.
I have such a problem of reading some of the lecturer's handwriting when it's, you know, he's been marking all of them, and how can I improve if I can't even understand his writing?
I can probably say about, I've read probably about 3 or 4 of my written feedback since I've been at uni, and obviously I'm in third year, so I've done a lot of assignments. Whereas
I've listened
podcasts,
to every single
I've
one.
Three,
yeah.
I've listened to them, I've actually taken in listened to.
I've got a really bad problem with reading, I've got a really bad reading comprehension aid. And so for me, if I get written feedback, I don't tend to read it, like, just because it's a lot of effort for me to physically do it. So then if I've just press it on my computer, can hear it, it's there, it's gone in, and then it like works really well for me.
And we have like an e-portfolio, and all our feedback, which has been through audio, has been put onto there, and we've still got our first year one on there. You can just go back anytime, just click on it.
It's personal, it's very directly personal. Anything written down, it can seem quite generic, I think. You know, they were saying earlier, box ticking, you know, you got 5 for presentation, 5 for punctuality. What does that mean?